97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move gon' make you sweat, gon' make you groove.
It is Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors alongside Mark Cox. I am Bo Matthews. Carl Middleman, our executive producer of this show. There he is. This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory, where they feature Mantis X. Mantis X is a really cool training gadget that you can affix to your firearm and become more accurate, like 94% more accurate within 20 minutes. And you're saving money by not blowing off ammo at the range. You can do it right there in your home, your backyard. Check it out and get a demonstration at Razorback Armory in De Pere. Find their address. Meet the guys at Razorback by going to RazorbackArmory.com. This segment is really cool. You know, I've always been a fan of police officers because I wanted to be one. And my dad was like, you're not police officer material. I'm like, okay.
He's not the one to say.
No, he is. I was going to go in the military like he did, and he goes, yeah, you're not military material. And I said, well, what about law enforcement? Wow. He goes, it's kind of the same thing.
Wow.
No, I appreciated the honesty, because it's true. But I've always been a huge supporter of law enforcement and really, really a huge fan of canine officers. And we have Officer Allen from the St. Charles Police Department on the line to join us on Second Amendment Radio to talk about an event coming up. And mad respect for what you do, Officer Allen. How are you?
Great. Thanks. Thanks for having me on this morning. I appreciate it.
How long have you been in that line, in that category of law enforcement, canine?
So I've been in the law enforcement for 28 years, and I've been handling and training dogs for the last 15 years.
Wow. Well, thank you for your service.
Yeah, I love that. So what you guys have coming up is a public canine demonstration. I know the public, they see you walking around with the dog. They see the dog in the car maybe sometimes. Probably don't have a great appreciation for what all is involved in this, do they?
No, there's a lot of training that goes into handling these dogs. They're just a great asset to the department, and they can just do tremendous things.
What got you? Were you voluntold to get into the canine world, or was that something you desired to do?
No, it's definitely something that I desire to do. I just have loved being around dogs all my life and watching the dogs the first couple of years. And when I started law enforcement, that's just something that I really wanted to do. And for me, working dogs is very therapeutic.
Well, I think it's really important for people to see this in action. I've worked with some law enforcement agencies where they've done some of the canine training, and it's impressive. Of course, they've offered me to put on the suit. Shucks, it didn't fit, so I couldn't get in there. Yeah. Tell us what's going on, Officer Allen, for everybody to come out and see.
So the St. Charles Police Department is hosting the Missouri Police Canine Association workshop next week. And Wednesday at the workshop, we're hosting the public demonstration from 4 to 8 o'clock at Blanchett Park. And we're going to be demonstrating all the special things that these dogs can do. Really going to show off their skills. That's a great time for people to come out, see what the dogs can do. I'm going to have about 50 dog teams from across the state of Missouri there. So it's going to be a great event. It's going to be good weather. So I just need people to bring like lawn chair, a blanket, come on out, enjoy things, and we're gonna have some food trucks there. It's just gonna be great.
Yeah, that Blanchett Park's at 1900 West Randolph. If people are wondering, it's from 4 to 8 next Wednesday, October 5th. So hope people can get out there. So we're talking to Officer Dan Allen from the St. Charles Police Department. So Officer, tell us, I see the dogs all the time. I've certainly met a few of them over the years. Are they all German Shepherds? It strikes me that the majority are. Am I wrong about that?
Several of the German Shepherds are used, but we also use Belgian Malinois, and we use German Shorthaired Pointers, and we do have some Labrador Retrievers as well.
Wow. So, well, what's the difference in your opinion? Do you have a preference when it comes to breed? What really makes a good canine dog?
We really look at the drives of the dogs when we go look and test these dogs before we bring them back to the department to train them up. So it just depends on the drive of the dog, a good fit for the department, the community. So we look at a number of different things before we select the dog to bring him back and train him up.
I know it can't be cheap. I mean, what's the training process?
So generally, the training starts as I will go with our handler to select the dog, and we generally go to Shallow Creek Kennels. It's where I went to get my certification to become a trainer. That's in Pennsylvania. And the price of a dog can generally range anywhere from $7,000 to $10,000. And that's generally a green dog. That means the dog has very little training. We bring the dog back and we have him train at Boone County Sheriff's Department for a process of about 8 weeks, which is a basic canine handler course. And then they come back to the department and I do the basic maintenance training every other week with the dogs.
Yeah, it's always fascinated me, Officer Allen, and we really appreciate you joining us on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. This is an outdoor event. When it comes to the actual dogs, though, I don't know if you know the name Jim Worm. He was in St. Louis City Police for many years. Knew him for a long time. Knew him for 20 years. Had no idea he was a canine officer. And at that point, I thought, you know, I guess I really don't know some of these guys, but he had, I think, three dogs throughout his long career in St. Louis City. And a lot of people don't realize that the dog comes home with you, I believe. And then once they retire, they oftentimes will stay with their officer. Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. I've handled two dogs over my career and both of them ended up staying with me. I have my second retired dog at my house now. It's just, you know, when we spend that much time with the dogs 24/7 pretty much, and they're definitely going to come home with us when they retire.
Well, and they're taught a certain skill set, right? I mean, that you, better than anyone, understands how to work with that dog and treat it the right way.
Yes, absolutely. That dog gets used to being bonded with the handler. So we're kind of the pack leader, so the dog gets used to being with us.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Are there any, like, good stories you can tell us? Like, what's your an experience you've had with some of these dogs that make them so valuable to your line of work?
I can tell you the last great story that I can remember off the top of my head is one of the guys that I train. I have four dogs at our department and four young handlers that I train, mentor, and coach. And we had a big pursuit coming down I-70 with a stolen vehicle. The vehicle, we were able to get some stops, spike strips out and get the tires deflated on the vehicle. The vehicle came to a stop just east of Blanchett Bridge there, and two suspects bailed out on foot. We got our canine handler down there with the dog, and we were able to track down both suspects. So it was just great to get those guys off the street. And it makes the community that much safer knowing that these guys are off the street.
Yeah, I think most people, most civilians would probably think, oh, you know, the canine officer, the dog, is great for chasing down bad guys. But do you guys also do, do your dogs or do service dogs that work with law enforcement also do, drug sniffing or cadaver sniffing? Do they do all those specialized areas?
Yes. So at our department, like I said, we have four dogs and they're all trained and certified in narcotics detection. So. They get used quite a bit.
Yeah.
Sadly.
No fooling the nose, I'm sure.
They have tremendous, great noses and just do a great job.
Well, I understand that when a canine officer is on duty, it's not like you can just walk up like a regular therapy animal or a service ostrich that Mark Cox carries around with him. you can't approach and walk and pet them like off. Walking up to them, right? I mean, you have to respect that they're on the job.
Yeah, you always got to respect that they're on the job. You know, you always want to ask the canine officer, hey, can I come up and ask you some questions about the dog? And they'll be glad to talk to you. And if the dog's nice and social, which ours are for the most part, you know, you'll be able to pet the dog if the officer tells you to do so.
Yeah. Rule number one when approaching any dog, right? To ask the owner first before you put your hand down there.
Right, exactly.
Or a therapy ostrich.
A therapy ostrich. It's a pot-bellied pig. Can you not get that right?
Bad.
Come on.
So at this event on October 5th at Blanchett Park, will the civilians that are there to spectate, will they get a chance to interact, maybe get a photo with the dogs and the officers that are going to be doing this, or is it going to be more separated?
No, at the end of the demonstration, I'll invite everybody to come onto the field, meet with the officers and some of the dogs and things like that, get some photos. And, we'll definitely interact with everyone.
Well, cool. It's coming up next Wednesday, the 5th of October, 4 to 8 p.m. St. Charles City there at Blanchette Park, 1900 West Randolph. There'll be food trucks out there. The SWAT and Metro Air are going to show up at the event. And then, as you heard Officer Allen say, 40 to 50 different police canine teams from all over the state of Missouri. That ought to be something to see. Officer Allen, thank you so much for your time.
Great. Thanks for having me on this morning. I really appreciate it.
You
guys
bet.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Great to meet you. Thanks for your service. We certainly appreciate that. That's good. You know, I've got in fact, one friend who's retired now as a police officer, but he has been involved in dog training, and what some of these animals can do is absolutely incredible. They're so intelligent that you're just shocked when you watch what they can do.
Well, like anybody that goes to the, you know, the pound and gets a dog, they think, oh, I'm going to train this dog, and it never works out, and they're just a couch dog.
Yeah.
Well, right. But these canine officers, it's almost like they're on remote control. They're so impressive.
Oh, I love it.
And a little scary, too.
You know, we went to Ireland a couple years ago, 2019, and at somebody's recommendation near the Ring of Kerry, we booked a tour at a working sheep farm there in Ireland. And part of the tour was watching them give commands. I don't know if they were speaking Gaelic or what to these dogs. They could yell one word at them. The dogs were almost 100 yards away. They knew exactly what to do. They would lay down. They would stand up. Watching these dogs work in tandem, drawing this herd of sheep around this field, it was an amazing thing to watch. And those dogs can cost $25,000-$30,000. The really good ones are really expensive.
Yeah. I actually had a friend out in California that bought a security dog, and it was from some movie star that the movie star, whoever that was, and the dog just didn't get along. And I think it was, like you said, I think it was $30,000 still for this dog to become their pet and protector in their home. You know, rich people problems.
Problems we don't have to worry about. That's good because we work in radio. That's for sure.
Well, that's certainly going to be a great outdoor event Wednesday, October 5th at Blanchette Park from 4 to 8. Bring the whole family out in St. Charles and enjoy all that they have to offer, including food trucks, which is awesome.
Should be fun.
But we've got more of the show coming up. And we hope you stick around. Our next segment, we've got another outdoor event we're going to talk about with Senior Associate Pastor Brad East from the First Baptist Church of Arnold, next on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.